Somebody posted, you know, I think the Titans should stay in the old Nissan Stadium, and maybe we can use the new stadium for an NFL team. Oh, that's
pretty good. I like that. That's a good idea.
This is a celebration of life and death. We call it Dead Wrong.
Is that celebrity in the cemetery? Is he still going strong? Ozzy long gone? B.I.B. or R.I.P. I'll bet you're dead wrong.
A stupid game, but a fun jingle to play.
I know. If only the game was as exciting as its musical prelude.
Everything's kind of a letdown after that. But I'm going to mention some celebrities, you know, some maybe well-known, some maybe not as well-known.
Okay.
And you guys have to guess if they're alive or dead. Ed Asner.
Who's that?
Alive.
He was on sitcoms, and he was also Santa Claus in the Elf movie.
Oh!
He also played the old guy in Up.
Oh, that's right. He did the voice of it.
Yeah. I'll say alive.
Alive.
No.
Whoa.
No, oh,
he's
really?
Dead. He died.
Santa.
Sorry, Santa. Meatloaf. Singer. He was also in Fight Club.
Oh.
I think I remember hearing maybe he died. So I'm going to say R.I.P.
I'm going to say alive.
He gone? Well, we each guessed something different.
I know.
So what does the buzzer mean?
The buzzer.
Who's wrong?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the buzzer means he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, when he did the song, I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, I think he was singing about the COVID vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how he died. Mm. Biz Markie.
Oh, he's alive.
You!
Just a friend.
Yeah, I'm having a need.
Okay.
Right? I feel like I would have remembered seeing a post.
I'm going to say he's gone.
He's gone? No, Jim is wrong. He is still alive.
Okay.
All right, we have...
But now the buzzer means he's alive.
And you're wrong.
It's difficult when you
it
give
is
different
hard.
Answers.
We're splitting, yeah.
There just seems to be a buzzer for everything we say, whether it's right or wrong. It's a good system, though.
Yeah,
you don't think about it.
Yeah. All right. Dustin Diamond. He was Screech on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, he died.
Yeah, definitely gone.
All right, we got one. Yeah.
Yay! Okay. I do remember that.
You're both right.
Yeah.
He
After,
is still,
like, scorching the earth and everybody on
dead.
Saved by the Bell.
He's dead.
Yay!
That doesn't sound callous and awful at all.
He's still heroically holding on to his right to remain dead.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The miracle drug that's helping all Hollywood stay... slim, Ozempic. There may be another added benefit to it. I guess they've done some research and say it actually may slow down the effects of alcohol so you won't get drunk as fast.
Yeah, you can't drink as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know a lot of people that would say that's a bad thing.
Yeah. A lot of people in Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially if you're on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
So the reputation on the roads outside of B&A is not so great, but the airport itself has won second best large airport from USA Today.
Really?
Large airport.
I know. I guess they're lumping us in with the other ones. I guess we're big time now.
Yay.
We also won best airport for shopping, best airport for grab-and-go food, and this is interesting, best airport bar in the whole country.
Whoa.
It's the Titans Press Box, official Tennessee Titans bar in the airport.
Yeah.
Which goes to show that the best experience of the Tennessee Titans is leaving town.
Yeah. and drinking them pretty.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the one where it's like right outside of the security.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. The Preds one is pretty cool too. So it's been 50 years of the Ford F-150s, and they're celebrating by making a truckle. It's a limited edition belt buckle that you can store your key in.
It's a belt buckle you can keep the keys to your truck in.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
$200 limited edition. It's a key fob but belt buckle holder.
Interesting.
Is that not
giant bell
crazy?
Buckle? Because it's huge. I'm looking at a picture of it on your computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those haven't really been popular for about 40, 50 years, but apparently they're trying to bring them back. Yeah. It actually fits the key fob in it.
In it,
it's
yes.
That
it holds.
Big.
It holds the key fob.
Not just the key itself.
No, no, no.
In Tennessee, they've never been unpopular.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I found this weird thing in my car. Let me just grab it.
Okay. Jim has run from the studio.
It's this. Oh yeah, that's right. It was a birthday gift for Woody.
Oh,
yay!
Thank you.
So happy birthday!
Thanks.
Yes,
my birthday is tomorrow.
And yeah, you can go ahead and open it.
Okay.
I feel the gifts are very much in line
with
who and what you are.
Tim Hortons coffee.
That's awesome.
It's good. It's like Dunkin' Donuts, but Canadian.
Right.
It's like good coffee, eh?
It's so much better than the coffee we have in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's very true. And there's something else.
Yes.
That I will unwrap here at the bottom.
It's a gift.
It looked like Fun Dip for a second. I'm filming it, and in my phone, it looked like a package, a big package of Fun Dip.
Which actually would be a pretty good present.
Ooh, it looks like socks.
Ooh.
And the socks feature...
What do they feature?
Obviously, very
oh
obvious.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. It's Ed the Zebra socks.
Ed being flown by a
helicopter.
Carried
by the helicopter.
Those are awesome.
Oh, these are so awesome. Thank you so much.
Marking a moment in time.
I know.
A happy moment.
Historic, wonderful distraction we had for a while. Oh, I love these.
Those
Thank
are
you so,
so
much.
Cool.
They're so awesome. I love it.
So, yes, years from now.
Thank you.
You can look back and go,
yeah.
Remember the time when a zebra was
right.
flying?
Yeah, when I'm dead and buried and they dig me up and I'm still wearing the socks.
So
they
go, I'll remember this. Your grave.
That's that your is, time capsule
That is
moment.
My plan. I'm putting that in my will.
I hope it's a reasonably
bury
long
me
time
in the
now.
Zebra socks.
Yes. That's so great.
Thank you
Happy
so much.
How
awesome.
Are you going to celebrate?
Going to be hanging out with Melissa, my girlfriend, and her family, and also my son Jeff. And they've got, the kids, the grandkids are all be getting together. They got softball and soccer games this weekend, so we'll be just kind of doing a bunch of stuff.
Nice, fun.
Right. And I'll be getting a strawberry cake, I heard.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
So excited about it.
There you go.
Feeling good, like I should.
So this story hits a little home for me. My mom is a blood cancer survivor of like 15 years. She's going strong.
Awesome.
But when she was going through chemo, she lost all of her hair.
Yeah.
And we actually took her hair, my hair, and my cousin's hair and made a wig for her.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool. I know that for her, like, it really boosted her confidence. She didn't feel sick anymore.
I bet.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing in Franklin tomorrow. There's a local nonprofit called Select Your Crown, and they're holding their fifth annual free wig giveaway. And they're doing this for kids and adults dealing with cancer or other illnesses that cause hair loss.
Wow.
So if you're interested, you can go to the factory at Liberty Hall. The doors open at 11, starts at noon. I think it'll really help people, having
oh,
a
yeah.
really hard time.
Oh, yeah.
Build their confidence, feel more like themselves. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Really big deal.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Wow. Well, that's great. If you know somebody or if you're going through it yourself, Factory at Franklin?
Factory at Franklin. I'll cool. post it on our Facebook. So if you have more questions, you can go to that link and check it out.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Murfreesboro, Berry Hill, and Brentwood.
911 Nashville, truth or trash?
Okay,
it'll be multiple choice.
Was it really in the TV
yeah,
show,
yeah.
which is ridiculous, mm-hmm. or is it just trash Woody made up?
Okay, Let's during the same tornado that took down the Ascend Amphitheater in the first episode,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was bravely saved, by the country and western singers that were there, during that same storm, there was a storm shelter that was covered in trees. A girl and her mother were trapped inside. They were able to get on the line with Kimberly Williams Paisley, and they were able to talk through a heart attack, a drug overdose, or a baby being born placenta first.
Oh, that's specific. Placenta first, I'm pretty sure the baby would die. Like, they have to do a C-section. I just heard about that on TikTok. Because that's
You're
my whole assuming
field.
On TikTok,
they
where you get your, all
real.
Your medical.
I'm going to go heart attack.
No.
Drug overdose?
No.
Shut up!
That was the stupid one?
It was the placenta first. And the thing, it comes out looking like a blob, and they say, or you're going to have to pop that placenta. You're going to have to do it. So, yeah, the little girl, like, pops it with her Lee press-on nail.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
This is how believable the show is.
Okay.
Here's another one. Did a tourist get sucked into another random tornado? Because they do a lot of this on the show, people being sucked into the air. They did it in the first episode with the girl with the kite.
The kite. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a random tourist that gets sucked into a tornado that just happens to show up.
Okay.
When that happened, was he outdoor line dancing on a rooftop bar?
Oh, gosh.
Was he chasing a pedal tavern? Or was he taking a selfie while on a Segway?
Taking a selfie on a Segway.
Yes.
Yeah. As I saw you were going to do the yes bell, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Selfie on a Segway.
They actually took like a stock footage of him going past the Ryman and a few other places.
Oh,
then
dear.
He stops like by the big fort that's over by Riverfront Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He takes a selfie and he sees the tornado coming behind him and it sucks him up into it. And then he lands on a random water tower somewhere.
Oh, good for him.
And now, he survived?
Okay, yes. Oh. And after they rescued him, even though he was slightly impaled, they had to cut him loose.
Oh, okay.
After they saved this guy, of course, Chris O'Donnell, the fire chief,
mm-hmm.
he has the two sons. One is the legitimate son. The other one's the illegitimate son that was a stripper and now is a firefighter. Mm-hmm. After they fist bumped and he realized his two sons were going to be besties after all, what happened?
Okay.
Was he hit by the water tower? Was he shot by Leanne Rimes? Or was he hit by lightning?
Oh, it's too early. I hit by lightning.
Yeah, I'm going to go lightning.
Lightning is correct.
Yes. Right.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. We are ready now to do that gender wars thing. For the ladies, we have Teresa in Charlotte. For the guys, we have Jason in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you.
Teresa, tell us a fun fact about you.
Probably that I'm Christmas obsessed. I watch Christmas movies year-round, have my Christmas tree up year-round, and I've almost finished my Christmas shopping.
Wow. Good for you.
You must be very excited. The countdown to Christmas is on for Hallmark. And you know, I don't have to tell you.
Just a couple of weeks away from thawing out Mariah Carey.
That's right. Jason, tell us a fun fact about you.
I was shot in the eye when I was younger, and I've got two pupils in one eye.
Really?
Shot in the eye, a Christmas story. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
He's a contestant on Gender Wars, and he's a cautionary tale, everyone.
Wow.
Be
no
careful.
Kidding. Wow.
All right, you each have a screen you can use in the contest.
All right, here we go. Multiple choices, how we start. Teresa, is a Shelby Cobra a sports car, a golf club, or a motorcycle?
Car.
It is a car.
Yep.
All right, Jason, in the Spice Girls, is Victoria Beckham known as Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, or Posh Spice?
Posh.
Yes, she is.
Correct.
Good job.
All tied.
Okay, Teresa, a poker hand consisting of three of a kind and a pair is called what?
A full house.
A full house.
Nice.
All right. You guys are doing great.
Jason, Loves is a brand of what?
You said Lugs?
Loves. L-U-V-S.
Shoes?
Shoes? No.
Diapers.
Yeah, I wear them a little higher up.
All right.
Okay, Teresa, how is Daredevil different from other Marvel superheroes? You need an answer.
He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I ran out of time. He's blind.
Oh.
But he can still see with his senses, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
Those Daredevil senses.
This is an opportunity for Jason. You can tie it up here.
Here you go, Jason. Who is actress Kate Hudson's famous mom?
Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
All right.
All right. He's
got
now
a game.
Tied it up. We go to name that song over time. This totally hit up to five lines from the song. How many will you need to name it? Teresa.
Three.
All right. What do you think? Jason, want to do it in less than three lines?
I'll take two.
Two.
Ooh.
Back to you, Teresa.
Go for it.
All right. Two lines. Got to give us the title of the song. Jim will recite them for you now.
Here they are. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
We Will Rock You by Queen.
Yeah! Yeah!
What a comeback! Teresa was flying high in that game, and Jason, you turned it around.
Nice come from behind victory. Well done.
You've got a certificate of gratification.
Shout out to my buddy.
Shout out to your buddies? Go ahead.
Yeah. Craig Landwehr, I think he may propose for his girlfriend Jordan this weekend.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Congratulations to both of you. We had a great time playing with you guys. Hope you play again soon. Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. They figured out the official color for 2026.
Ooh, already.
Okay.
This is the people at Benjamin Moore.
Okay.
They have said 2026's official color is Silhouette.
Silhouette?
You're like, what color is Silhouette?
Black or white?
No, it is a rich shade of espresso brown mixed with charcoal gray, creating a hue that describes a reminiscence of tailored suiting, a sophisticated fashion-inspired neutral that feels timeless yet modern.
Okay.
I still don't know what color.
No, it's so brown?
Is it? Yeah. It's
no, kind of, don't say brown. How pedestrian.
Yeah, it's kind of like brown, black. Dark gray.
Dark brown.
All these fancy words. It's just like that one person who had an English lit degree from college. That got a job. This is what they do. They name paint colors.
Like a sommelier who's describing a wine. It's earthy, yet obsequious.
Exactly. Well, you could do this. Yeah. All right, let me see. Like, how good are you at figuring out from the name of the paint? These are actual names of paint colors I've found. So if you like go find a swatch.
Okay.
Arsenic.
Arsenic? It's like a poison.
Yeah it's right? Like lime green.
Think so?
I don't know.
Pretty darn close, yeah. Oh. It's kind of a pale green.
Okay.
Kind of green you'd see in a school from a movie from the 1950s.
Oh, man.
Okay,
so
like,
arsenic in the paint.
The color of my grandmother's refrigerator.
Yep. All right, here's the paint color. What color is Careless Whispers?
Ooh, is that like a light blue?
It is in the lighter side, but not blue.
I'm going to say a pale George Michael pink.
It's more of a beige.
Okay, beige.
So they just called it Careless Whispers.
All right.
Whispers.
Here's a paint color. Snugglepuss.
What?
Everybody knows that's a shade of...
light yellow?
I'm going to say light tan.
Purple.
Purple? Okay.
All right.
Dead salmon.
That's going to be in...
They named a paint...
You made that one up.
No, it's right there.
Dead salmon?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be in the like orange or pink category because salmon is
salmon's
like, known.
Kind of pinkish.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of light chocolate milk.
I guess dead, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Dead and left out in the sun for a while.
All right, it's the last one. These are all real. I didn't make any of these up.
Okay.
Pink color called Disco Nap.
Disco Nap.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're all wrong. It's light yellow.
What?
You would have never guessed.
No, never.
These are ridiculous.
Wow.
2 weeks from tomorrow, that's when they thaw out Mariah Carey, and it'll officially be the joyous holiday season.
Right.
I guess trying to get a head start on the Hallmark Channel, Lifetime has released their list of Christmas movies that'll be coming out very soon.
Yeah. A Countdown to Christmas, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. We have Deck the Halls, Deck the Hallways, Christmas Cookbook, A Rodeo Christmas.
I wonder what that's about.
Jingle All the Way to Love. The suspense thriller, Do You Fear What I Fear?
Oh.
You gotta sing it. Do you fear
what I fear?
I used to love Hallmark movies. Now I cannot.
Oh, well, they're all pretty much the same movie.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
There was a big thing at outside the Grand Ole Opry last night where the Hallmark Channel was hosting.
Yeah, their Countdown to Christmas thing.
A giant Countdown to Christmas celebration. And there was a bunch of people there that I guess have parts in this year's Christmas movies, like Brad Paisley. Wrote the music for One Christmas Story, and Mickey Guyton is supposed to be in one this year.
Oh, that's cool.
All the big ones, Lacey Chabert, all the superstars
that
the
you
Hallmark
see every
channel.
Year.
Yeah. But Lifetime Channel has A Pickleball Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Pickleball is really having a moment.
It's having its moment. Yes. Yeah.
But really, when Lifetime has decided to do a romantic pickleball movie, doesn't that
mean it's over?
It's probably finished a few years ago.
So.
They're just catching up.
Yeah. I hope so.
Of course, you know, all the Hallmark movies are, you know, rich city woman who's too busy for love,
mm-hmm.
you know, goes back to her small town where she meets a widower with a precocious little child.
Yep.
And
they're always widowers.
They hate each other, but then they begin falling in love. And then they realize he's a secret billionaire.
Yep.
Right.
And he's really, like, committed in the community.
Yes.
And then everybody loves him.
End with an acoustic Christmas concert at the end at the same house.
Yeah. Don't forget.
All the time.
About 3/4 of the way through the movie,
mm-hmm.
there will be a minor misunderstanding.
Yes.
So that they think it's over.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
not happening. But then they will figure out the misunderstanding is a misunderstanding.
Wait, you're ruining the plot.
Yeah, they will find love again in the last 15 minutes of the movie. What are we doing this weekend, you guys?
I'm hosting a Oktoberfest at my church.
Ooh,
it's a trivia night, Oktoberfest themed,
okay.
and with an Oktoberfest dinner of like brats and stuff like that.
Cool.
working in the kitchen, and then I put my MC hat on. And
wow,
nice.
Host the trivia.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. I have a baby shower to go to tonight. And then some people from my small group and I and my husband, we're going to go to Honeysuckle.
Where is this Hucklesuckle of which you speak?
Oh, gosh.
Are they open all the time?
Careful how you Google that if you want to go yourself.
Maybe don't Google that.
Strange place on Church Street or something.
Yeah, that's right. Hucklesuckle. Open 24 hours a day. Ask for the adult books in the back. it's my birthday tomorrow, so I'll be celebrating with my friends and family. And once again, Jim, thank you for my Ed the Zebra socks they gave me for my birthday. That was very sweet.
Wear them with great joy.
Yep.
Plus, my granddaughter Charlie has a softball game this afternoon, and Ollie, my grandson, has a soccer game tomorrow. So it's going to be all sportsy and stuff.
Yeah, good luck.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday morning with the Woody and Jim Joke Off. There'll be some fun stuff, too, though.